Studio 54.
How y'all headphones sound, man?
Good, good, good.
How your microphone sound, man?
Check, I'm a little low. One, two.
You're a little low. Oh, see, he was perfect earlier. Now he a little low. That nigga be having mental issues, boy. I tell you,
boy. It's me, old Muggy Mental.
Let's see what we can do for you. Everybody else sounding, man.
Check, 1, 2, go up.
Mic or headphone?
Microphone.
Dissolve.
Microphone 1, 2. Check. Yes. Yeah.
Literally, you have
there
to
we
just
go.
Be really into what you're doing and what you're
Dre?
Saying.
Dre?
Absorption.
Mean, you absorption.
You don't try to be different because when you try to be different, you end up being the same.
Matriculate that shit, brother. Oh, yeah. Why am I so high? I don't know. I ain't tripping though.
Oh man, we back again consistently. Season 2, episode 5, Studio 54. Hosted
yes.
by your boy Dre Ells, aka Dre Lover, aka Horchata Poppy, half a blessed with a burden.
Yes. And it's the other half. It's the other half, the blessed half. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, it's Casa with an engineer, aka Joe Malone, aka the AKAs know me. Anyway, we also in here with
it's old William G. Muggy, fucking streets beats, Muggy music. It's Muggy Spring, just having a blast. The red pill, mental Muggy.
Mm-hmm.
You dig?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. It's pro. You know, I'm back again, man. We live in the dugout, pro, aka Meta Pro. A.K.A. prototype, A.K.A. prolific, A.K.A. professional.
You dig.
Anderson Pro.
Anderson
right now.
Pro.
Yeah.
With
but
the glasses.
Yeah. Anderson Pro with the glasses.
So.
Levels, right?
Super groovy glasses, too.
Just checking out the levels, you know.
And it was all yellow.
Yeah.
This nigga loves fucking.
That's how I see right now.
Any song you might kill yourself to, Muggy didn't heard it before.
Yeah,
you
know what man.
Damn,
that's kind of fucking trip hop shit, man.
That trip hop shit though, that shit go hard though. Who's fucking with the microphone, man? I hear it, man.
That was me. I had to get my shit.
You got it right.
Acclimated. Yeah, I'm good now.
All right, perfect. So, man.
Yeah, man. How have y'all been since the last time we've talked?
So we had a nice little weekend, man. The fucking we had no clouds in the sky.
Not a one.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a nice little barbecue on the lakefront. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That was really nice. That was cool.
What did that consist of, really?
That consisted of a whole bunch of food. We barbecued. You know what I'm saying? Me and my pops got together and he was like, yo, you know how I did the barbecue last time? I was like, yeah. I mean, the crawfish ball last time, I said, yeah. He said, how about, you know, you buy the crawfish this time? I said, ooh, see the way my bank account set up. But then I returned to him and I said, what about a barbecue? We ain't got to get crawfish, you know? So barbecue is a lot cheaper and then you get all the aspects of a meal. So you can get your burgers, your pork chops, your hot dogs, along with macaroni and cheese. Potato salad and whatever other sides you want.
Baked beans and whatnot.
The baked beans and whatnot. So that's what we did instead. And it just so happened that the weather cooperated because last week it was cold. It was weird.
Yeah.
But it was beautiful. So family came out, you know what I'm saying? Kendall was there, you know what I'm saying?
For a quick second. I happened to be there with,
that boy said, skirt!
With Muggy. Skirt. For, you know, we had a quick conversation, quick laugh.
Then
Muggy, you know, he was debating if he should bring his drone out, you know, back and forth.
He
decided to bring his drone out. Yeah. He decided to. So, you know, he's setting up and everything. And I just see this this adolescent that had to be about 5 or 6 years old. I saw him coming with the pointer finger.
Yeah.
What are those?
What are those things you're playing with?
Hey, can I see that? Hey, can I touch that? Can I see that?
And man, what Muggy said.
Man, that man looked at him with the most passion,
most
eye
disdain
to eye, and said, fuck no. like he was an adult. Said, fuck those to this kid. This kid took it on the chin though, but yeah, but no,
he got it. He got it. He had the courage to ask, man. And I don't know, dog. Just every time I'm playing with the drone of RCs or RC planes and shit, is some hobby shit. It looked like toys to the kids, but right. It's like, what makes you think you could fly this motherfucker?
I've never seen so much passion in his eyes. Like that shit was bananas. That nigga looked at him.
That boy looked like
no.
He fuck just no. Like Christmas morning just came. It was like, oh, I've been waiting for this opportunity.
They out there riding the dog like a horse and shit. They like, man, look, what else can we do? You know what I'm saying? But the kid took it on the chin. Muggy almost brought his drone and put it up. But you know, he wound up letting Joe fly it, and Joe almost crash landed it too.
No, so. I did crash land.
Yeah, and somebody was way across at somebody else's picnic.
At another party.
Yeah. And guess what happened? I was looking at it, and it just went haywire because it's the cheap DJI one. He could vouch for me.
Yeah,
it just went haywire. It was supposed to be an automatic or cinematic mode, and it didn't. And it just started going like sidewinder over by the levee, and it landed like right by a field of kids playing. And I'm on the phone, and I just see like they passing around. It's like four different kids. They're like, yeah, look at this shit. Look at this shit. Look at this shit. And I'm seeing them. They're looking at it like. So I run across the street. And it was like, oh, this yours? I was like, yeah, past that. But it still worked because it was small and shit.
Indestructible,
right?
Man.
Yeah,
indestructible. Right. Because second story about Muggy, when Joe's youngest daughter came over.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, she was intrigued. Like, what's going on? You know how she is. You know, she picked up the drone, hip tossed that bitch, right? And then continued to stomp her little toes all over Muggy's like equipment. It was the most hilarious thing in the world to me.
just no regard. But the bitch
regard,
worked.
Disregard.
Yeah. Flew that motherfucker.
Disregard.
Yeah. Disregard.
No remorse.
I went to the French Quarter Fest Thursday, the day it opened.
What that was like, man?
That shit was actually dope. You know me, I got to go the day it opened when people barely go there and shit like that. It was dope, man. Shout out to Ty Nola was out there. They had some good food. The Creole Brothers was out there from the East. They had some amazing food.
Word.
And shout out to my homie Ko Young, man. Made the official
poster. Ko Young
poster.
Was out there?
Yeah, pass me that. Right. Where that cup at?
Didn't he do Jazz Fest too? He just making all the posters. Huh?
Yeah,
Ko Young
cup?
Been dope, man.
So look, did you see that right here?
Mm-hmm.
This is the official poster for the French Quarter Fest, and that's Ko Art right there. So yeah, man, you could he was out there signing the cup, signing the shirt, signing actual posters, man. So shout out to my brother for that, man. That's amazing work. You know what I mean?
Hell yeah.
I wasn't gonna use it like that, but you could.
Wow. I mean, we were on the broadcast.
Yeah, you might as well toast to it. Yeah, you might as well toast to it. It's a good moment. Yeah. It's a good moment.
I wouldn't
have did it otherwise. Wasn't going to use it for that. It's hilarious.
But yeah, it was dope, man. Some good food out there.
Shout out to Ko because I actually bought, product from Ko before.
Oh, like, hell yeah.
Clothing
yeah.
and everything else. So here's to you, Ko.
Right on.
This is not disrespect at all.
No, never. It's definitely cheers. You know what I mean? That's the most beautiful cup we could drink out of.
Yeah.
You dig? But yeah, the food was good out there, man.
How was the weather, though?
The weather was fucking beautiful, dog.
It was a beautiful day.
Dog,
we was blessed with, like, really,
a
like,
great few days.
The perfect weather the past few days.
Really feeling like spring.
Yeah, after last weekend, I thought we was done with cold weather, and then it got cold again. I had to turn on the heater. No, it's not. See, shut up, dog. Shut up, dog. But no, it was, like, fucking cold. And I was like, man, I didn't think I was going to have to turn on the heater again in April? We in April, right? I turned on the heater in April, bro.
Yeah, it dropped to like 47 or some shit.
I turned on the news. They said French Quarter Fest was starting today. It was Thursday. I'm like, looking at the TV. I'm like, already?
And Ponchatoula Strawberry Festival started on Friday. And then
somebody got shot
at the end of the night.
At the end of the night. I said, damn, though.
That's Strawberry Fest.
How you shoot somebody about strawberries?
Yes, you know, last time I was at the Strawberry Fest, though, they had like some little kids that, like 15, 16.
Yeah.
They was lighting up some weed inside the fest, and you know the white folks they were ready to snitch on them. You know, they called the police and quit, but they couldn't find a little kid. But that to say, you know what I'm saying, from them to escalate to. to shoot, not shoot niggas, nah.
Yeah, but they had a similar event happen last year, though. You know what I mean? I'm like, damn, bro. Mm.
Well, strawberry fest, tangible. Though. And they can't even get your fruits in peace, my nigga.
I used to enjoy going out there. And actually, like, who don't like fresh strawberries? Because they're gonna go bad by the time you get home, you know?
Right.
Because strawberries, they only last for like...
I think they have a little bit more shelf life than that. Yeah. Maybe.
Like, you get a few days. Like 10 minutes, though. But like...
No, that's a fucking avocado.
Yeah,
as soon as you bring that bitch
avocados
home.
Avocados and strawberries are probably like the worst ones when it comes to shelf life. But fruit flies, they could get it too. Yeah. Anyway, but
it's they summer.
What we got here, Dre? What's this?
Yeah, I don't know how much y'all have been paying attention to this, but this has been like a big social media thing. It's been like South Africa versus New Orleans.
Whoa, why? What's going on?
I guess like some South Africans are just now becoming hip to Zulu parade.
Oh, okay.
And somebody had posted this about Zulu and it was like, oh, and they didn't know about it as a South African. So that went to a lot of back and forth about this this conversation. My summarization of this is that
summarization.
Summarization. Yeah. I was surmising.
But to that
point, like, I mean, fucking, they had Zulus come down in 06, though. Like, and, you know, that came in and marched in the parade and shit like that. And, like, there's always been, as long as this parade has been going on, there's always been, like,
a respectable affiliation and honoring of it.
Yeah. And not even that, some a level of relationship with people back and forth from, you know, from the motherland. So, you know what I'm saying? So I think it was just a lot of ignorance on that side. And it was just, you know.
Right.
It's the way that America is marketed. Because they kept saying black Americans type shit. And it's you know, I don't really view myself as a black American. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm black, but I'm American. Like, you know what I'm saying?
So point what was blank. The attitude? It was saying, like, they said, making it cartoonish or something, or
they were saying like we cultureless, like as black Americans, like we don't have no native tongue, like we don't have no guidance type of shit. Like
they can speak Creole.
It was really like the fucking what America really markets to the world, like black people ain't shit type thing. Like, and we always on, we need government assistance, like we need help for it. You know what I'm saying? It's really like the world view of what Americans marketed.
Was it did the blackface have anything to do with their derogatory tone about it?
A bit of it.
So they mad that black people dressing up in blackface?
Well that's not the whole thing.
That's the traditional Zulu facial,
of course.
Paint, you know what I mean? So I think they just,
and I think originally back in the G they were called tramps or something. So it's like, and that's like when they first started, like 100 years ago type shit. So like, that was the tramp, I guess, look, and you know what I'm saying, graduating to, you know, being Zulu. So, you know, it is a lot of history, and to say like New Orleans people don't have culture, like New Orleans is older than the United States. You know what I'm saying? So like Louisiana is like a fucking melting bed of, you know what I'm saying, of culture or whatever.
Right.
That's hundreds of years.
So I'm gonna end with this thought to round it off. Where did most of this conversation happen at? What social platform?
Twitter, looks like, huh?
Yeah, Twitter.
And
a little bit of Instagram.
Who owns Twitter or X?
Elon Musk.
Elon, where's Elon from?
South Africa.
South Africa. All right. To be exact.
Going on to the next topic.
South Africa ain't the blackest fucking place.
They had apartheid and shit. Like, you know, it was a lot of white people who have owned South Africa. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So.
Right.
It's a lot of ignorance. Just put it like that. It's a lot of ignorance. Yeah. So.
Don't be worried about our culture when we not worried about y'all culture. All right? We got different cultures, you know what I'm saying? And yes, we from Africa, you know, but at the same time, we develop our own culture. So we do things a little bit differently. So don't judge us. We won't judge y'all. Let's move on.
Yeah, man.
Message.
So Donatella Versace stepping down as head of Versace after 25 years.
Oh, wow.
and she is gonna leave it to someone undisclosed. I don't know yet.
Kanye West.
I saw that Prada had bought it for $1.4 billion.
Wait, Prada bought Versace?
Yeah, that's what I don't know how true that is. I saw that posted on No Jumpers.
Oh wow,
Twitter. So.
That's kind of crazy.
That is crazy. But yeah, Versace actually has been doing a thing for as long as I've known about Versace.
Hell yeah.
They haven't been wrapped in scandals about child anything or doing anything. They've only been known for high end products. So, shout out to you, Donatella, and happy retirement.
They had a series on FX about him, right? Was that about Versace?
Oh no, I saw the one about your girl. Gucci.
Yeah.
I saw House of Gucci. That shit was crazy with the murder and all that
one,
shit.
I think I got one about Versace. Yeah.
I didn't see the one about Versace, but next time. But since we're talking about film.
Put it on the fin.
Put it on the fin.
Y'all remember how the original Versace.
Popping it.
But you remember the original Versace got.
Yeah.
What
yeah,
his name was?
Yeah. Donatello Versace.
I don't know.
I don't know. I'm not the best with names. But I think that's.
What's his name? With Giovanni or Versace?
It could be.
Yeah,
sure. I don't know.
But that's what the show about.
Yeah. Gucci, the Gucci
he got shot like checking a mailbox, and you heard.
They all got
Eminem checking a mailbox.
Eminem put that in. He was like, hey, it's me, Versace. Whoops, somebody shot me.
Yeah.
And now it's just checking the mail. Get it?
Checking the mail.
I'm like, God damn.
Yeah. Oh, that's where that come from. That's wild.
Yeah, man. Hip hop.
So
that nigga had no tact.
We was in our backyard, my backyard one day, just chilling, you know, hanging out. And we kept hearing this noise. It was me, it was Pro, and it was Dre. Muggy was off somewhere being Muggy, you know what I'm saying? Mm. So we was chilling, and then what that noise sound like?
I can't do it.
Nah, I can't do it either. Don't even
pause. It's just like no ditty.
I can't do it either.
I can just describe like that it sounded like a woman was moaning. Being pleasured.
Yeah.
Very well.
So
and it was off in a distance.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It was getting closer. And
yeah. It sound like behind the shit, like let's hurry up type shit.
Damn. So at that point, I was like, man, what the fuck that is? I started throwing rocks. We started throwing rocks, trying to get it away. It got louder as we threw more rocks. So then Pro was like, man, should I let one off over there?
Yeah.
I was like, no.
Damn.
Don't do that,
please.
Because
it started getting a little weird. You know what I mean?
It really started
getting a little weird.
I like my neighbors. It
sounded like
just
she was getting pressure.
Yeah. Like, definitely would have let one off.
Closer.
Yeah,
whatever animal that was.
We don't need that.
It was springtime. The animals are going crazy.
Yep.
That bitch is gonna get kicked.
So anyway, we still never found out what it was, and hopefully we never will. So you know what I'm saying.
Remember that bitch was quiet for like a good 10 minutes. Then as soon as we about to go inside, the bitch did it again.
Yeah.
Some weird.
Yeah, because I mentioned it, and then it happened again. So,
man, fuck.
Did y'all hear this from Wayne? Is this a shot at Cardi? I think the question is
Playboy Cardi.
Yeah, listen.
With another season of Young Money Radio. Young Moolah, baby. Let's go.
Good or bad? At all. Zero bites. Treat every song like it's people's first time hearing you. Like you dirty mother. Not a single line needs to be wasted.
I am music. Don't play with me.
Good world. I'm your
Yeah.
Is that?
Yeah.
I mean,
fuck yeah.
It's
hell yeah.
It's
not
topical.
A single line wasted.
Yeah.
It's topical. Yeah. It's very.
But it was.
It's the last line in the edit also. So, I mean.
It kind of came off like a little Big Brother Don't Play With Me type vibe. You know what I mean?
Because he had to change the name of his album, Playboy Cardi, from I Am Music to Music. Which is a very general term. I don't think people can, like, you know, copyright. So,
what if you did it like Yoda, like Music I Am? That would he would got with it way with that, right?
Nah, Will I Am would have something to say about it.
Yeah,
Will I Am would have been like, I have been copyrighted. I am, nigga. What's wrong with you?
I mean, I don't really know if it's a shot. I mean. I mean, what would it
actually
lead to? Do you
think it's directed to Cardi?
I mean, what would it lead to?
Definitely.
Do you think it's directed to Cardi then?
Definitely is. That chick on the right side looks that
this
right.
This hasn't
heard. I don't know the backstory of the whole clip, but I don't know. It just sounded general.
Sound in general. But when did it release? I mean, maybe I'll be reading too much into shit. That's why I asked y'all.
But it was freshly cut like that. To see what y'all think.
Yeah, it was done for a promotional purpose.
Well, yeah, for whatever, however it came across, it came across right on time like that. Pause.
I Am Music, Don't Play With Me.
Yeah, perfect timing. Yeah. Perfect timing for views. Perfect timing for shares.
Dreadlocks, face tats, I'm the apex. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He said that a while ago. I mean, it is what it is. So.
Yeah, man.
All right, cool.
So for the biggest rapper in the world to be him, or his, you know.
Shout out to
direct descendant. I mean, we broke it down. We know he's a direct descendant, so.
So, did we talk about, we talked about that. All right, so.
LeBron.
Nah, no more LeBron. Let's go to reactions. Let's start with reactions this time since we neglected it last time. All right, so.
Oh, yeah, this is a fucking. Oh, yeah, that's the fucking Chinese car, though.
What this
I was
mean?
Telling Muggy about
yeah,
this shit.
Yeah.
That's just a picture. Might have to go to the link.
Okay.
But this is the Chinese car nigga said if they were sold in America. Well, he is a nigga.
Right.
So niggas said if there was to be sold in America, they would be shitting on our shit.
Mm.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, we got.
Yeah,
he did a little 1-2 with it.
Should look kind of fly too.
Yeah, man. Wait till you see.
Yeah, they cars be doing some extra special shit.
It's cause they would dominate.
See, he's a nigga.
No, I seen Buddy before. He do a lot of car videos though.
Front, your main headlights are here, but at night this entire thing lights up and it looks amazing. You get one electric motor on each wheel and combined it makes 1,180 horsepower. And if you need to do a quick U-turn, watch this.
This shit is fucking dope.
Oh wow.
That's fire.
When I open it, this will tell me my charge level. But on this side, you put in gas. That powers your turbo four-cylinder generator. This doesn't power the car, it just makes electricity for those motors. On a full charge and a full tank of gas, this can do over 600 miles. Inside it is a panoramic roof that literally has shooting stars, and it can also do this.
Wow.
I know why Chinese cars aren't sold in America. Well,
next slide.
Alright.
How much that motherfucker?
Hey,
how
young
one? Hey, now long.
See, a nigga no Chinese.
Nigga no Chinese. Damn. Mandarin, it's not Chinese. But probably.
It is.
Man, Terry look good too.
You also get pillows in your headrest. My seats are heated, ventilated, and massaging. I get a passenger screen, ambient lighting underneath, more ambient lighting up here, and this curved display.
That is fly.
You also get a front and rear locker, 50 watt charging pads, a built in cooler, storage space under here, and what's this?
Oh.
Just fire.
Smile.
Camera.
Ain't that there a bitch.
You also get this driver display with touch controls, this gorgeous steering wheel, tons of space in the back, a screen here, another one there, a third screen here, and another wireless charging pad. Not only are my back seats heated and ventilated, they can also massage me. Even my trunk has leather, wood, and suede, and look how big it is.
Damn.
Yeah, but
what's
that's
motherfucker? Like, what's the name of that? I want one of those.
I saw that shit.
I bust a nigga head, pull up with that. Nigga, what that club?
Then they hit a U-turn right on the block. Yeah, like, you ain't even gotta, you know what I'm saying? That'd be bananas. But yeah, that was a fire car.
Plenty yen.
More than you could count, nigga.
Plenty yen, ENT.
Plenty. Y'all been seeing these people do these fucking,
action figure memes. Yeah.
It's crazy. What y'all think about that? Y'all think it's weird that we can do whatever we think about now?
that's a funny concept, but yeah, that is like you want to be like a fucking Mattel doll that you were growing up looking at your entire life.
Yeah.
At 40. Let's do it. Yeah. Let's create it. And fuck it.
It's weird though.
It's entertainment.
It's weird that you can do whatever you can think about. Because beforehand, like 10 years ago, if you thought about some wild shit, you would have to hire an artist unless you knew how to draw it. But then if you drew it, you would have to do it frame by frame and it would take so long to draw it out.
Right.
But now you could just talk to a computer and be like, do this. You know what I'm saying?
It helps, but. Also, you know, is the technology making society dumber?
Yeah.
You know.
I gotcha.
It's a gift and a curse.
It's like Wally.
Fast track to information.
That shit brought me down.
Right.
All right.
Right.
All right, let's move it on along. So in this video, you're the white guy and the kid.
Why?
Right.
The kid is Vegas. Why? All right.
He hit him in his nuts.
Yeah.
And damn.
So he was in the French Quarter?
Yeah, that was on Bourbon Street. Yeah, that was real. You want to see it again?
They had another one. He was choking him up.
What?
Wow. And he ran off.
That's how it is betting against Vegas, though. You're having a good time. You're thinking about to win some money. And Vegas say, yeah, you might win some money. And then you don't. And they punch you in the nuts.
Bangkok,
and then run away.
Got a nice little cheap shot.
That's why the analogy works. All right. So what's the next one?
That's fucked up.
Yeah. That fucking car was fired, though.
I don't know, man. I want one.
I want one. You got one.
It's not that tight.
Yeah, it is. It is.
It's not that tight.
It got a few features.
I mean, you know, it's luxury for what it is. You know what I'm saying?
What's up with Snow White? Y'all saw Snow White?
Man, I'm hearing no fucking.
I haven't heard Snow White.
That bitch got
the worst reviews.
1.8 out of 10 stars.
No, it got a lot of drama involved with it.
She was so fucking woman empowerment during the media run.
Yeah. I mean, it was a lot. It's a lot of right wing extremists.
Oh my god!
Why
made it way too political?
How much money did Snow White like? What was the budget? I think it was over $100 million. All right.
I don't know. I can't lie to you.
I don't want to guess on that. The way that movies are made nowadays, it could be 70. It could be 700.
But
it flopped.
They switched like the whole shit. You know what I mean? I don't know what Disney doing.
They just keep doing that in your face fucking
weirdo shit.
Yeah, leftist liberal freaking movement.
Yeah,
they'll bring the IP back.
New ideology type shit.
Dre, please read this
propaganda
first sentence.
Super propaganda.
Disney's live action Snow White movie is projected to lose approximately $115 million its $270 million budget. The film's worldwide box office earnings are estimated at $225. With marketing and everything included, is $410 million for everything.
People are tired of the propaganda, man. And what is the issue why they lost so much money? I mean, did you see it?
This makes this film a significant financial disappointment for Disney.
What I saw was a lot of backlash towards the leading actress. First of all, they didn't like it because she's not white.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And that people, you know, that are purists of people that are purists of Disney, white people, they do not want to see historically characters.
They kicked up a lot of shit about all the other characters.
Ariel.
Imagine one with
Snow
the title
white.
Has white in them.
Yeah,
like right. Staple.
Snow White wasn't Snow White.
Right.
Captain America was black. I mean,
everything's just all going to that shit.
Yeah. I mean, at the same time, it's just a character, though.
It's just a character.
We're acting, though. It's a fable, a fairy tale.
They don't want DEI.
But it's like a traditional
Disney.
Story that they didn't want to see.
It's not even
they
DEI.
Just want to see it improved through the technology.
Who's the better actor, though?
Like, yeah.
It's whatever the better fairy tale is.
Did anybody watch the movie?
Fuck no.
No, but, we prejudging.
So, but the only reason every superhero and everything was white was because that's all who was creating the content.
Right, exactly.
So if the people like, I think it was that chick that was off Fast and Furious that played Vin Diesel old lady.
Oh, yeah.
She was like, you know, black people or people of color should make their own superheroes. But it's like, y'all superheroes have franchises and billions of dollars backing it. So it's like, it's hard to, you know what I'm saying, to independently come with a new superhero nowadays that a studio is going to back. Even though people are trying to do it, it is hard to start
Black
from
Panther
zero.
Black Panther was so successful.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Because it came from his own history of it. And it was, you know, backed by the marketing of Marvel.
And it's a black director, Ryan Coogler.
Everything was amazing about that.
Yeah.
All right, so let's move into the local hits, man. We gotta play the motherfucking boot up or shut up. You know what I'm saying? So let's get to it as soon as I can play the MIDI.
They got a lot of local young rappers like they really doing it.
They do. They do. Boot up or shut up. Boot up. I say boot up or shut up. So Dre, I'm gonna let you go ahead and introduce this one since you put it in the Discord. Who this is?
It's been out for a minute, but this
is Rod 4-9.
Yeah, what the hell?
Oh man,
we should have played this weeks ago. Yeah. But yeah, we're gonna go ahead and play this on the boot up or shut up.
Yeah, right. Yeah, let's get it, man.
This is my shit. Who the hell, Yante? What the hell, a phone?
What the hell a phone? The biggest in it. What the Rod 4-9 from?
What the hell? Two different wards.
What the hell? The fourth and the ninth?
I think so. What the hell? 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 My new watch on Prezi, diamonds on spaghetti. Yeah, the beat. Say, bro, this the one. This bitch about to send that boy, dog. What? My new watch on present, diamonds on spaghetti. Pop outside with that sauce spaghetti. Bad hoes in a telly. What the helly? I get bad hoes naked. Bad hoes give me Beckett. What the helly? Bad hoes call me daddy. I have fucking daddy. What the helly? New bit out of Jersey. I might buy a bird. Yeah, that bitch catchy. Girl, your boyfriend nerdy. He a bum for certain. What the helly?
He a bum for certain. What the helly? Heard I fuck this bitch. Got this nigga lurking. What the helly? Diamonds on spaghetti. No blind side. Wrist on Prezi Prezi, necklace on spaghetti. What the hell? I don't know no Jackson. I know Ben Frankie. What the hell? Gotta take my pill. Benji down. What the hell? And the S5 and the S80. What the hell? How you going drills and I'ma still make it? What the hell? Send us straight to hell. Nigga come playing. What the hell? I done bought his life. Beastie gonna take it. What the hell? This a new Chevelle. This one ain't basic. What the hell? Bitch on Ricky Flair. If it's beef bacon. What the hell? I'm like Keenan Kel. Get the trap shaking.
Real what catchy. The hell? Catchy what new the hell lingo.
What the hell
on? What the hell Berry? What the hell Burton?
What the hell?
Yeah.
Shout out.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out Rod 4-9. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I think think that might be one though. You know what I'm saying? That business was clean. You know what I'm saying?
Bro, that dude been doing his thing. And I knew he was gonna do his thing because I remember when the Clubhouse was just popping off around 2019.
Yeah.
They was on there talking about him. They was on there talking about him, especially the dudes from Roses.
A lot of niggas in the
city,
in the streets, in the city I talk to. I know a lot of niggas in the streets, but no, a lot of niggas in the streets love Rod 4-9.
Yeah, man,
they
yeah.
really do.
That nigga opened up for Louisiana Fest. Yeah, absolutely. Know and he had the crowd like rocking, like
y'all heard.
And
it was BG just kind of, you know, you seen BG just kind of put his little twist on it recently.
Yeah, nah, they got a lot of them. Boosie did one too.
Oh, word. Mm-hmm. See what I'm saying? That's catching on. That's just natural.
Yeah.
That's in
Boosie was wilding with his opening line.
Oh, what he said?
I'll let y'all listen.
All right, we'll catch that on the next one because, yeah. But no, Rod 4-9 been doing this thing in the city. This is a young group I just came across on Instagram. Tell me what y'all think about this. We're going to start that over.
I think he just solo. What his name is again?
We about to find out.
Yeah, he been kicking up dust for a minute. The physical world do not define me. What else? I know a puppet in the Mozzie. What else? And I know a genius hanging out of trolley. This nigga sick, he only 20. Someone get a Ivy. It's Ivy that I am the answer prayers from the mommies. That I am the master of ceremony for your colleagues. I didn't go to college because the mom was past the Ivy League. You define the proper change of a product. But Dr. Tree.
The world is filled prosperity and promise. These words is helping out to the kids that's out there trying. Cut off my GPS, told me take the same way that ain't go. Yeah, no, I'm just a Nola town nigga with a gay flow. I'm hungry for the validation. Hope they have some admiration. I'ma inhale the breathing life to the world. It's my asthma patient. My beats make them feel good. Call it masturbation. These programmed words to make a bad boy turn a pastor mason. And my mama truck the leader. The youth is on the path to greatness. But right now I gotta pass this statement. Nigga, Malcolm X more likely died of me.
Louisiana.
Rise from the concrete.
Yeah.
Man, hip hop is alive and well. Hip hop is alive and well.
So that's Lareezy. He been kicking up dust for a little second.
Lareezy, I fuck with Lareezy, though. That shit was like.
First time hearing. That's pretty good.
What you feel about that, though?
I like the beat. I like the lyrical shit. It ain't just the regular New Orleans shit. It's different.
That's right up your alley right there,
buddy. We got some youngins coming through with the hip hop and Nola. I love it, though. I love it, though.
That shit wouldn't need to be right there.
Yeah, though. So y'all gonna boot that up or y'all gonna shut that up?
Boot it up, boot it up.
Yeah, that's two boot ups.
That's two boot ups. Turn it all the way up. Hey, we in the M.
And you got two different rappers, two different aspects. Right. I like that.
Range.
All from Nola too. All from Nola, bitch. We in there. We in here. We make music. We been making music. We never stop making music.
Why turn it?
Right. Why did it get that, to that level?
Oh, I don't know. So what this is, Dre? Oh wait, we gonna get away from Buddha. We're gonna go to conspiracy or music news. What y'all got on the menu? What y'all think?
Music check out my Discord too.
Oh yeah, let's just go to Dre. Let's go to Dre.
See what I got up in there. Down.
Then what Dre got?
In what you got in? Should I start from here or down here?
Oh yeah, start from there.
From here?
Yeah.
All right.
Cause you were just talking about how you hit a squirrel, you ate and y'all cooked it down. You know what I'm saying? You said it was some pretty good eats.
So Dre wasn't supposed to talk about this on the pod, but
you can cut it if you like.
But nah, this ain't
could be wild.
But nah, could be wild. tell him Snoop. But no, I was coming from my cousin's house and was talking about how. One time we saw a nigga skinning a squirrel because he shot him with a BB gun. And, you know, niggas eat squirrel out here. Apparently it tastes like chicken. So anyway.
Yep. That's crazy.
You can attest to this, bro?
Yeah, it tastes.
Wow.
Yeah, some squirrel.
That's what I heard.
Never heard that shit before.
So that leads us into this video some type of way. So how does that lead us into this video, Dre?
Oh, this is Xavier Leggett. He's a receiver for the Carolina Panthers. He's giving you like a perfect recipe for cooking coon.
Okay.
I know that you eat raccoon. So if I wanted a perfect raccoon meal, start to finish, what I got
to
do?
For yourself, right? First, you need to go in the woods. You gotta have some coon dogs that's trained to go. Once you pass that part, you just skin them. You cut a hole about the size of your pinky down behind the back of his head. Pull a thing on. What can I say? A leg sleeve on the legs. You know what I'm saying? Pull it just like that. And once you do that, man, you just cut a hole right across the chest. Just take your two fingers, pull the guts and everything out of them, strip them out. And then after that, man, you just wash them off, put them in a pressure cooker, let the meat fall out the bone. After that, it's going to be like chopped up meat. And after that, man, you just put some crushed peppers on them. We got our little own thing of seasoning that we mix up, man. We can't give y'all everything now.
I was about to say, what type of seasoning we put?
Yeah, man, it's a little bit of everything.
Curry raccoon.
Dog, this nigga sounds so country, dog.
Yeah, the Black Boom House. Though.
Yeah, he's the Black Boom Hour. Yeah.
Coon, I don't think I never ate that, but that's big. Where he from?
I think he from like South Carolina or something.
Oh, word, huh, bro?
Speaking of, though, Zion, bro.
Oh, Lord.
What's up with his fucking, his old lady stalking like some chick, though? Like, I thought it was somebody stalking his girl, but, you know, upon further investigation, like, it's his girl stalking some side chick. Wow. Zion. Like,
so, I mean.
Always into some shit.
Zion is the reason the Pelicans fucking suck ass right now.
Right. And the Pelicans news. Since you ran into Mr. Griffin and didn't want to question them.
You know what I'm saying?
That's bad.
When you run into the GM of a sports organization in professional sports, just take a selfie with him. You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
but according to the biggest snitch in the city, Travers Mackle, he may be on the hot seat, and they may be looking at Joe Dumars to hire him in.
So is he the fault of the Pelicans' downfall? I don't think he is.
It's a lot of factors.
It's a lot of factors. But do you think changing the GM is going to make a difference right now?
Yeah, you got to change everything.
You got to change everything?
Yeah, but unfortunately, it's the Pelicans. I don't think the Saints have been doing a great job this offseason either.
It's the same organization.
That's what I'm saying. It's the same organization. As long as Mickey Loomis is there, it is what it is.
So, I love Willie Green. I like our current GM better than our previous GM. A lot of people are saying Willie Green's the problem. A lot of people don't want to point the blame towards Zion. I think the biggest problem, in my own opinion, is Zion Williamson. Yeah. We put all this effort into making sure he got healthy and so he could play for us and give him all this money, and at the same time downplayed other superstars we had on our, well, not superstars, other stars we had on our team.
My thing with David Griffin is he drafted so many of the same type of players that play the same position. All them niggas are wings and fours. Like, you know, he got Brandon Ingram, he got Zion, he got Trey Murphy, he got Herb Jones, he got, you know what I'm saying, Marshall. All them niggas play the same position. Then he went and tried to get a point guard with DeJounte Murray. Mm-hmm. He's super inefficient. Yeah. You know what I mean? And Zion is really better at the point. It's just they haven't really built this team properly, and Zion hasn't been holding his end of the bargain up.
Not at all.
So if he's not holding his end of the bargain up, it's
David
like,
came after Zion, though, right?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Okay. He hasn't done a great job, like I said, of drafting players around him.
I mean, you only got so much time. How long has Zion been with the Pelicans?
Like 5 years.
How long has David been with the Pelicans?
5 years already. Like
4 years, three years maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, Zion has been here. If you got the one staple, because they can't really, we can't really trade Zion because he's such a moneymaker. Like
people, he put people in the seats.
Yeah.
Like, that's what it's all about, selling tickets.
Right. It's a business.
More than winning. It's more about selling tickets. So we're not getting rid of the nigga that dunk better than 99% of the people in the league.
It's the shit with the Saints. They're talking about this Derek Carr shit. They were saying he had this shoulder situation before. Mm-hmm. And he's just not coming with it because he was trying to get moved in the offseason. And we paid him an inordinate amount of money.
I hope this dude gets out of here and we draft Shador.
From this motherfucker.
That's all I want. It's for us to draft Shador and move on with our lives. But pay him or whatever we got to do to get out the contract.
He's made his. He's done enough to be eligible to make his money for the year.
That's why he's
some
coming
asshole
out.
Shit.
That's why he's coming. Man, somebody need to shoot that boy.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Fuck that nigga, man.
He's done what he had to do.
Fuck
to
that nigga,
make
man.
The roster and get the money.
Dog, you don't play with New Orleans niggas like that, dog. Especially over millions, M's, my guy. I mean,
yeah, man. He's not Drew Brees, though.
Yeah,
you're not that guy.
Like, we don't fuck with you like that.
Mediocre.
Like, if it was Drew, I'd be like, hell yeah. Give Drew whatever the fuck he want. You know what I'm saying?
Drew was trying.
Drew tried. This
all
nigga
the way
never really
he
tried.
Had no arm. Like, you know what
dog,
I'm
he had no arm. He this no nigga arm gave enough, everything he had to our city, and he will ever, forever be a fucking legend. And see, no,
we looked the other way when he was sitting with Trump at the game.
Yeah, nigga don't care. That's Drew fucking Brees.
It's like,
all right.
It's like we kind of knew, but you know what I'm saying? But yeah. But you know,
we still got that.
Fuck with Drew, yeah. Got that one ring.
I actually,
but that's the one in the franchise.
I used to work with a woman who was married to a defensive player of the Saints during the Super Bowl. So I actually got a chance to take a picture with the Super Bowl ring, my nigga.
Oh, that's dope.
That was super dope, dog. Nigga said, why are you putting on another man ring? I said, nigga, this New Orleans ring. What you talking about, bitch? I've been rooting for the Saints longer than this nigga knew about the Saints. You know what I'm saying? This is my ring, nigga.
Nigga feel entitled to this ring, nigga. Yeah.
You should have been able to snap
me,
on
me.
That nigga took his ring and said, you're welcome,
Alvin
nigga.
Me Brown. Shout out Alvin Brown.
That nigga
man,
just said, you're welcome. Now let's take a picture of me.
Right.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Hilarious. All right, let's get into gender wars. This seems like a proper topic.
Already.
So when was this put in here? Let's see how far we go. Dre, you've been putting a lot of stuff in. All right, let's get back to my toxic shit. All right. Parents who's financially stable. Let's hear it.
Cousins, because you're going to want to beat me up after this one. A lot of y'all children should primarily be with the father and not with you.
Damn.
I don't know what made y'all think or where this unspoken rule came from that if I'm constantly falling short and I don't have the sense of stability that because I have your child primarily, that you should have to financially pick that up. If you cannot financially provide stability for your child, and of course emotional and other things play into that, but if you are struggling financially and you cannot maintain a roof over my child's head without me having to constantly step up, don't you think that that child should be with the other parent? But that's a conversation that you don't want to have, because you much rather take the hand out, because you know we as women, we always have help. It's always somebody to go to, whether it's your mama, your cousin, another nigga, whoever. Men don't have that option. And the reality is, if not saying that all men should do it, but if men would stop being so, I'll give this to you because you are the primary care provider, what would that make you do? You would have to figure it out. But because you have so many other alternative options, you rather just take that than give your child the best life that they deserve. A lot of y'all are selfish and y'all just don't want to have that conversation. Stop having children if you cannot provide the appropriate things that that child needs to thrive and flourish. Financial stability, emotional support, and so on and so forth. Y'all be some stingy hoes. And
Motherfuckers be caught in the moment. That sexual incitement. They don't think about all of the future and management of kids.
Yeah,
and shit.
She went in like on some
intellectual shit,
on like some business deal type shit.
Yeah,
sound
like a business deal.
That's not what happens when you're having a kid or making a baby. You know what I'm saying?
Well, when you're keeping one in today's age,
that's a lot, man.
Yeah, I mean,
you don't have to keep one.
Parents,
that's a lot. Yeah.
Fathers,
that's a lot.
This is y'all topic.
Yeah,
take it away, fellas.
Damn, that's crazy. That's crazy. Yeah, fuck y'all and love y'all too.
Being
a father is amazing, but sometimes, man, I've seen a lot of different situations to where, you know, the other side of that relationship turns different and shit gets super fucking rocky. Man.
Yeah, so it like that.
It was pretty generalized. Let's say devil's advocate, what if like you went to a relationship with a woman who just wanted to be a mother and housewife type shit, and y'all agreed upon that, and then y'all divorce afterwards? Is she now entitled to alimony and child support? Because I mean, that's what she's kind of saying with a handout. I think,
especially if they could prove
alimony and child support are two different things. Yeah.
I think with her video,
if we're talking about her video, I think what her video was saying is like,
not kind of
why am I supplementing a subpar home when the kid can be in a home that's not subpar?
Like I said, yeah, that's what she was saying.
Yeah,
like,
she definitely was saying that.
Yeah, so I'm just saying, why supplement a home that has to be? It's like the WNBA. Like why are we paying for them to play and they can't produce a profit? If it's why are we paying for them if people are not watching them? If they're not self-sufficient to make a profit, even if it's $1 to pay everyone's salary, if they're not self-sufficient, like.
But I'm back to topic. I don't think that even fits like the majority of single mothers.
A lot of people in the de facto situation in the United States court system when it comes to custody is de facto to just give it to the mother, no matter who makes more money or who has a more stable household. So I think that's what she's talking about.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
I mean, but in order for the father to make money, more money, he can't be the primary caregiver.
Exactly. I was about to say that. Yeah,
that goes hand in hand. That's what I'm saying. That's a bit general. Like,
right.
That's also true. Yep.
You know.
Yeah, I was about to say that's like just fuck. Yeah. Every situation is different. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, every situation.
I mean, if the kids of school age, they usually go to school Monday to Friday, 9 to 5, just like the father works Monday to Friday, 9 to 5.
Mm-hmm. But you know fathers that work 5 to 5.
And also the fathers know, like me that don't offshore, really work.
You know, but they got offshore dads, you know what I'm saying? Trucker dads.
There's variations to rule. Yeah. What's the standard? Standard is people work Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. Standard is kids go to school Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. That's standard.
So, yeah. Life ain't standard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This bitch got boogled different levels and gears.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Especially if you talk about making more money. Yeah.
Stingy hoes is crazy work.
All right. Moving on.
Damn.
Financial literacy. Let's see what we got in this realm. What's this, Dre?
Oh, no, nah, that video is like 20 minutes long. Nah, don't,
oh, no. Nah, nah, nah,
do
nah,
not
nah,
click
nah,
on
all
that.
Right, don't click on that.
That's just like for you personally when you get some time, like if y'all want to watch that.
All right, so I have one about wealth explanations by race and how working harder doesn't necessarily equate to getting ahead. So let's watch this one.
People in this country have the same cumulative amount of wealth as all 41 million black people.
I'll restart that since we had an
wealthiest
issue.
White people in this country have the same cumulative amount of wealth as all 41 million black people in this country combined. Let me restate so you know that I did not misstate. 400 people, the same cumulative amount of wealth as all 41 million black folks combined, right? And the wealthiest 1,000 people, the same amount, well, 1,000 white people, the same amount of cumulative wealth as all black and Latino folks in this country combined. Now, no one in their right mind is going to suggest that there are 400 white people that have worked that much harder than all black Americans and 1,000 that have worked that much harder than all black and Latino folks. And yet, if that's not the explanation, what is? Well, this inertia, this ability to rack up advantages. It's like an 8-lap race. I've got a 5-lap head start. Here's the deal. I'm supposed to cross the finish line first. That's how that happens, right? And in fact, if I start out with a 5-lap head start and at the end of the race I'm only up by 4, I'm not the faster runner, right? So in fact, if any of those gaps shrink at all, it ought to tell you something. That is that some folks are actually working harder, running faster, metaphorically speaking, and still, because of inertia, lag behind. So
actually
I have to think of racism
speaking
that way. The 400 wealthiest white people in this country.
So, thoughts? Does he make a good statement? Does he have any validity?
I mean, he brought facts to the table.
Absolutely. Yep.
But, I mean, it's a fact. I mean, how do you change that?
Yeah, I mean,
you change that by creating generational wealth for you and your family. That's how you change it.
And how do you do that?
In this? Mean, how do you do that? That's up to you. I mean, I can't tell people how to create generational wealth for their family.
Somebody take that and have
the
victim mentality.
Just to say create generational wealth is just like,
but that's the only way to change it. That's literally the only way to change it. You ask a question, that's the answer.
With no explanation.
Yeah.
But I mean, on this, I mean, the system is built the way it is. I mean, it's the top 1%.
People need opportunities, man. I think the people that's ahead of the 8-lap race.
To create generational wealth is a shooting star, dog. Catching lightning in a bottle.
Not for people like Master P, it wasn't.
That was lightning in a bottle.
It's an outlier.
Not for people like Baby, it wasn't.
Another outlier.
In the same city.
You're right.
Doing the same
outlier
thing.
Well,
Master
P was
Lil
in,
Wayne, it wasn't.
Master P was in Richmond.
Not for BG,
talking
it wasn't.
Talking about superstars. Talking about outliers. I could see somebody using that and not even trying, man. Or using it to fucking create opportunities. Yeah,
like the nigga that created Super Soaker.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He filled a lane that you didn't even know that needed to be filled.
Black,
you know,
dude at that.
Black dude.
Yeah, that boy was a business mogul. And the dude that created FUBU. You know what I'm saying? What's his name? Damon John.
Oh, he was like four of them boys.
Yeah, it was like four of them.
All right, what's this tech boss in Augustine Escobar? Wait, we got to play the conspiracy music first. Hey, Muggy. Hey, how you doing, Muggy?
I'm in this bitch.
You're my conspiracy friend, right?
What we conspiring on? What's the
everything,
conspiracy?
Everything. Me getting your vape, pass it through.
Conspiring.
So what this is, Ray? Oh, this the is that the helicopter that fell?
Oh yeah, it's fucked up. Mm.
Yeah, it's fucked up. Rest in peace to all those people.
Is that a helicopter that where this was?
In the Hudson.
I didn't hear about this. Oh, the Hudson River?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers made that a racist issue too.
How is this a racist issue, my nigga?
Racist fucking
the pilot
issue.
Was black, and even though he's a Navy SEAL, like me and Muggy was talking about this shit. Even if he didn't have all those credentials, it shouldn't have been like, oh, because he was a black pilot. Like, that never should have been questioned.
He was a Navy SEAL, and he's bringing up his race.
Yeah.
You know, they have Navy SEALs that fucking killed themselves because they couldn't complete the tie knot process at the bottom of the lake. They actually, their will is what they judge them on. You telling me this guy couldn't fly a helicopter?
It was something like that. The propeller's like,
let's watch.
Disconnected
let's
from
watch.
The fucking.
I don't like watching people die. I really don't like watching people die. But the way the world is crazy right now, we need to see these incidents and decide for ourselves if it's outside factors involved. And I can't tell from that at all. That was too quick.
Exactly.
What is he filming afterwards?
Cause it was like the propellers had flew somewhere else, like and that was the
caught it. It looked like like his engine cut because the propellers weren't flying.
Everything's just fucked.
No, the propellers were somewhere else. They flew.
They flew off.
Yeah,
they
before he crashed.
Misinformation. Yeah.
It's
ran
the
out
pilot's
of
fault. He didn't have propellers.
All type of shit.
Yeah, it's a maintenance issue. Know. He was black. The family should have turned around when he saw it was a black helicopter pilot. It's bullshit, man. You read the comments. It's so much fucking hate.
Fuck those people, man.
Yeah.
And if you think like that. So anyway, let's get back into AI, because AI is definitely a conspiracy topic. And I don't know what this one was about. Was one fucking Pro sent it to the group.
Yeah, that shit was dope as fuck.
You want to introduce it, Brody?
I forgot her name. What's her name? Candace Owens?
Candace Owens
was chilling with Howie. Howie Mandel. And he was showing her. He was in another room. But what this crazy shit is that you can record it with the recorders, like your swag, your image, your voice tone, Natalie, your voice to Natalie and everything like that. And then once they got you in the system, somebody could just walk up to your shit, ask them any question, you know what
anything.
I mean? And you'll respond.
In their voice,
their mannerisms, their humor, everything.
With a different background that you were recorded on.
Right.
It looks like basically you're in an enclosed white
capsule.
Box.
Yeah.
And it's an artificial representation of you after what, like 30 to a minute of recording.
That's going to make fucking museums look crazy in a minute.
Check it out.
So no more wax figures, AI fucking figures.
Yeah, it's the new shit.
Damn.
I'm never leaving my house.
That's why I left it.
No, I'm never leaving my house. Why do they need me to go to speeches?
You don't.
Why am I here?
Why am I here?
We have one in our podcast room. People
some cyberpunk shit.
Let me show you another. Can we capture her for 20 seconds and then.
Yeah, sure.
Record me.
Watch this.
That's so insane.
Vicky Smalls is here, so he actually didn't go to heaven. He's also here. He's just been trapping all of us. All of our souls are here, so please send help and
reinforcements.
Look,
her
humor's
crazy.
She wasn't even standing like that, though. She wasn't doing none of that, though.
Wow.
Look.
Candace Owens, she's a firecracker for sure. With her sharp tongue and controversial takes, she's like the human embodiment of a Twitter storm. You've got to respect the
what
hustle.
Is happening?
She knows how to make headlines.
Damn.
Tell me about Candace Owens in Japanese.
Candace Owens in Japanese?
Fuck deep fake. This is totally
that's just crazy. Yeah, man.
And it's in his voice, my nigga.
Yeah.
It's going to be no need for like us in the physical form.
Yeah.
In the very near future.
You're going to be able to like have conversations with like loved ones that's lost and shit before. You'll be able to still go up to them with their mindset and everything. Yep. People will be able to take a test. IQs is going to respond to that shit. All type of shit. It's going to be crazy.
So if they would have put like Candace Owen box in front of his image. Box, they would have had the AI conversation like they did with, before.
Yeah.
Talked in computer. Yes,
exactly.
That would have been wild.
Conspiracy, dog.
They gonna get us, dog. They gonna get us. Pretty soon, the podcast is not gonna be us. It's gonna be a hologram.
This
is gonna be AIs out here, dog. Pretty soon.
Stephen A. Smith.
But this is what I wanted to talk about. This top five talk that me and Joe kind of broached and that we started. We
definitely gotta get into that.
So a little background information. Me and Joe were just talking about top five rappers.
Yep.
And we got to three.
We got to three. And we got three solidified.
If you guys kind of stamp these three that we have in our top five.
Okay.
No particular order.
Lil Wayne.
Definitely.
Nas.
Definitely Nas.
And Eminem.
Yeah.
So out of the top five, Lil Wayne, Nas, and Eminem. No particular order, even if they 5, 4, and 3. Me and Joy feel like they need to be in the top five. And I don't think you can't make a case for them not being in the top five.
Yeah.
How do y'all feel about that?
That's what it is. I fuck with them.
To Jay-Z.
I didn't say Jay-Z's not in the top five. Was he listening just now?
Yeah, we just saying
those need to be in the top five.
M Nas and Wayne are just solidified top five.
Okay, yeah.
No matter what. Like Joe said, 3, 4, 5. If you got one, it's Jay-Z or two,
okay.
That would be your five, but Eminem, Nas, and Jay-Z Eminem, Nas.
Oh, Eminem, Nas, and Jay-Z. I mean, not Eminem, Nas, Wayne. And Wayne, not in your top five, those three.
Right.
That's my question.
No, they're in the top five.
They're in your top five.
Yeah.
We don't need to know the order. Yeah. Now, I guess it gets interesting. Yeah, we go to the other two.
Who are the other two?
And whoever wants to jump in with one person, even if you don't know the second, you could do that. Let's do that.
The first name that's just obvious, the elephant in the room, Jay-Z.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jay-Z.
How do you feel about Jay-Z being in the top five? We're talking about
people still alive because, you know, it's always the generic, Tupac, Biggie, Nas, Jay-Z.
I'm just going top five as of 2025, of what you have in your top five.
Biggie is not my top five because I never really listen to Biggie like that.
Yeah.
And this is a subjective list, right? Yeah.
Right.
So, in my personal opinion, since I never really listened to Biggie like that, and he says shit like, I fuck kids in the ass and throw them over the bridge, you know, maybe he's not my top five.
Well, he didn't do it. He said his man.
So, he hanging out with niggas that do that. So, maybe not.
He said it in a way where, like, he thought it was cool.
Yeah.
But and C-Gutter had to come out and say, like, I really don't.
That was wild.
But, yeah, I wouldn't have Biggie or Pac in mind just because that era, I just wasn't around.
I think I like that we're starting with negating people who other people think they should be in the top five. So Biggie's not my top five. Let's go from there.
I'm just saying rappers who are alive. Yeah. Jay-Z, Eminem, Nas, Wayne.
Yep.
I don't know who the other person would be, man.
J. Cole.
J. Cole is such a close, like,
does he have a strong enough case for it?
Yep. J. Cole is so close to Nas to me, in my opinion. They're like, they're on the same path. Basically, J. Cole picked up where Nas left off, but J. Cole is taking it to new heights as well. So
yeah, man, J. Cole put in work.
I would not have a problem with
I was about to say, does he have a stronger case than Drake or Kendrick?
Does Cole have
a stronger case than Drake? 15
fucking years.
Drake don't have a strong enough case because he has too much shit about his writing skills. So you can't put him in a conversation shit, about, man, writers.
I'm talking about the records.
Well, there are records.
Number one hits.
I know, but
just style.
Yeah, I mean,
there's a lot of range with you can style rate,
and all kind of shit, man. You can't.
There's a lot of different categories. So it depends on what category.
Like, there's no right answer. That's another thing we got to remember. This is a subjective list from your own personal listening experience. There's no right answer. So you can say Drake. You can say whoever you want. I think I'm gonna start some shit because I think Mos Def is in my top five, and people don't agree. Hmm. I love Mos Def because Mos Def, he would spit some shit that would make you think, and he also kept it true to hip hop.
Yeah, I say Lupe and too.
Yeah,
Lupe as well. Yeah, Lupe as well. But real, when it comes down to it, I think Mos Def for me made better songs than Lupe.
Yeah,
and what Black on Both Sides is a fucking hip hop classic album, mm-hmm, period. And I think it's top five. So if you have a top five album in hip hop, you probably a top five rapper. Not, that's a personal subjective opinion. So I got, mm-hmm, so I'm on, I got four out there. I got Wayne, M, Mos Def, and who else?
I fucking hate the top five conversation.
Yeah. Wayne, yeah. M, Mos Def, and Nas. That's four.
I mean, yeah, it's hard because, I mean, it's going to be like 20 rappers in your top five.
It's like we said, it's subjective. So you don't have to hate it. There's no right answer, my nigga. Who else you got? You got J. Cole. That's your fourth. Who's your fourth?
Shit, I said my five. I said M, Lil Wayne, Nas, Jay-Z, Drake.
Drake? All right. So Jay-Z was your four and Drake was your five. Who's your four?
I mean, I probably got Hov in there. And okay, then probably Three Stacks.
Yeah, I fuck a Hov and Three Stacks.
Three Stacks.
That's what I first thought of. About, you know, I wish he just made more freaking music. You know, but lyrically, right, lyrically, he's a fucking beast.
Yeah, Three Stacks, though.
Yeah, I mean, so top five is pretty subjective, but I think Nas, M, and Wayne is pretty much like solidified.
They in there. Pac. Anybody got Pac in their top five? That's crazy. Nobody got Pac in their top five.
It's just a nostalgia for me. It just brings me back to teenager mode and freaking, you know, that time, you know, in high school and college and shit. You know what I mean? Fuck, he died in what, 96?
Yep.
I mean, come on.
Yep. Yeah. All right. Let's move on and close this out. We'll get on to the reviews. We had an hour and five here.
Oh yeah,
because
I gotta get ready to go to a job.
Bro
gotta go to a job.
Gender Wars, music news, reaction.
Gender Wars.
Buffer Zone. Let's get into the Buffer Zone, the man topics. Anything y'all want to talk about that we can edit out later and cut out? Didn't think so.
that's why it's empty right now.
Yeah, that's why it's super empty. So let me see what else I got for me. Well, let's see what MetaPro got anything. When this was. This was January. We probably already talked about this. Yep, we definitely already did. Muggy, what this is? TikTok?
Oh, that was the chess shit we talked about already. Okay. I don't think I put no new shit in there.
Okay, gotcha. What's this goat, nigga? If the sun is in space, why is there light on Earth in space? That's dumb. I don't want to watch that.
It's too much thinking.
We saw that too. Oh, Lord. Muggy, you got a punch, nigga. TikTok, awaken all dreams. All right, let's watch this and get going. Yep. Why can't I hear it?
I can't even keep up with the bitch. This shit going too fucking fast.
Well, you put it in the group chat, nigga. Damn. How are we supposed to know,
nigga? I think I fucking kept rewinding that bitch. Nah.
Besides that, the track fire.
Yeah, the track is dope. right, Drip or Dry.
Yeah, just send me the track.
Yeah. What's this? You a keeper? Who put this in the Drip or Dry? That shit weak. I don't like it. It's dry because I can't even see what it's talking about.
It wasn't me.
Oh, no. I see it. You a paper chaser. You got the block on fire remaining a G. Okay, that's fine. I like it now that I can see what it is. Dre put that in Drip or Dry. Reactions. We'll close it out and actually hit it with the fucking outro. Here. When I get ready for it. And then one more reaction. Are boys not allowed to play with girl toys?
Oh, fuck. That's how we doing it?
I mean, it's a good question.
More gender wars.
A lot of people have boys, man, and girls.
It's a girl toy. What you doing with a girl toy, damn it? I don't give a damn what you had. You don't play with no girls' toys, boy. Didn't I tell you that? Come here. What I told you?
He got three sisters, though.
What?
How? He got
that
him.
Shit alone.
He let his ego.
Pack, boy.
He got three sisters.
Before how I turn you to a peck.
Shit is just.
He let his ego speak up for him.
Yeah,
I think,
and
on
he's
camera.
Streaming. He know he's streaming too.
Yeah, he's like, streaming. Yeah, he looking at reactions. That's wild. It's kind of weird.
Cause I mean, y'all know this Funny Mike, AKA, well, he used to be 22 Savage back in the day.
22 Savage.
But yeah, he has a YouTube page and stuff where he does like
from Baton Rouge
family.
Right?
Yeah, he does like family oriented comedy now, I guess. And I guess he's probably even used that lingo on YouTube, but once you bring it over to like a different community and streaming and shit, I don't know. I guess it gets highlighted, but that is like the actual topic of a boy's playing with a girl's toy. Like it looked like he just had a little.
I got all girls
screen,
so I can't really
talk about it. So if you introduce a boy into the mix, it's like he's gonna have nothing but girl toys.
Right, that's what I'm saying. How you tell a little kid not to play with the toys that all the other little kids are playing with?
Right,
without alienating them, especially when you're expecting them to be all together. Because
at the park.
Nah, if you want him to be different than the other girls, then you have to create a space where he's separate and different than the other girls, not hanging out with them and expecting them not to play with him.
That's not fun as a kid.
Gay, man.
Yeah,
there's
no fear.
The kids yesterday.
You gonna be gay or you not gonna be?
No,
gay.
I know. But she's trying to beat it into him. It's like the delivery is like that is just a sad existence, man.
Yeah,
you just so worried about that a man might end up being super feminine anyway with three freaking sisters. You can't just.
You
beat
can't
it
keep
out of
your,
him and yell
you
it
can't
out of
keep
him.
Your kid in the closet and expect them to, you know.
Because, I mean, they're just going to hide it from you. They're just going to hide everything from you.
All right. We got one more and we'll get out of here. This is Aiden Ross, Jake Paul, and Jasper discuss Drake versus Kendrick beef and how bar for bar Drake beat Kendrick Lamar. Do you agree? This is a nice ending off topic.
First Drake beef.
Drake, and it's not even close.
That's what I say.
Oh, wait, how? Anybody.
That's what
how?
I say.
Because let me explain something to you. Kendrick made a fake song about him having a daughter and a pedophile, and there's no proof
and
of any of it, and
it's exactly.
Fake.
So the whole thing is bullshit. This is what I say to people.
How come back in the day with Tupac and Biggie, it was real beef, and they said real shit, and if they said some fake shit, they automatically like, oh, nah, this guy's a bitch. So if Drake made a song about him being a pedo and having a fake kid and a deadbeat, you're saying that Drake would have won that beef? Like, in my opinion, it's just not valid. People are just stupid.
I think
I think it was
a 50-50 fight, bro.
But it is that people, for some reason, when you're at the top for years and years and years and years and years, like Drake, there's resentment. So everyone, he like couldn't have won regardless. Thinking he did. That's the thing.
Hear me out. I think it was 50-50 because he played Drake's game. He made a hit song out of this nigga. The same way Drake's done back to back, charged.
Can I ask
up,
you a question?
All of these songs.
Jasper.
Yeah.
Do you think that Drake revived Kendrick Lamar's career?
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you for
the only
that.
Reason he won all the Grammys is because of Drake.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All facts. I mean, I didn't hear any not facts.
I disagree with that.
Kendrick still says some shit about Drake.
I disagree with everything.
About revive the piss out of him.
Yeah.
How could he revive his career when he nigga had all them album sales beforehand? I mean, we pulled him up before. Like, I mean, Kendrick has never done under like 200. Like, it's, reviving is crazy. And Kendrick won the battle.
Man, he pulled Kendrick back. He definitely won the battle.
Kendrick, all right, let's start there. Kendrick definitely won the battle.
That's a fact. Yeah. That's a
But
consensus.
He did not win the war.
I won't say that's
but
a
did
fact.
He
it's
win
consensus.
The war?
No.
He's doing what he's doing. Yeah. I mean, I think it's the battle was the battle. Kendrick won that. Now they should be off on their own separate journeys.
Yeah,
like,
man.
Them trying to or people trying to still pit them against each other at this point is just grasping at fucking air, though.
Yeah.
Kendrick has done his thing. He's done his 1-2. He's done the Super Bowl and all that shit. Yep. Dropped the album. Drake has dropped
Biggest
the album.
Biggest the what?
Biggest the Super Bowl. Spicy Drake. Spicy
Biggest
Drake.
Biggest the what?
But it's over though. The beef is over though.
Yeah, I'm so tired of that shit.
There's no point of us even comparing their career because it's not the same. They don't do the same shit. Though.
Right.
Facts.
Yeah.
Cue to exit. On
yeah,
that
we definitely go cue to exit. Love that's it. The.
But I was just saying that's
right
when you have
there,
cultureless bro. People like discussing fucking.
I'm about to say
everybody
just,
was on one accord.
Oh yeah, facts.
Like
Drake,
everybody.
Drake won.
Yeah.
Of course, Aiden Ross's team, Drake. All day,
Aiden?
He's gonna argue,
and whatever Paul that is, one of them,
Mike Tyson, and
it is a Paul. I don't know
Mike
what Paul.
Tyson
he's a Paul.
Mm.
Yeah, grooviness.
So, what y'all expecting for this next week of y'all lives? Anything important?
My birthday.
Oh yeah,
motherfucker turning 40.
It's gonna be a crazy weekend. Damn, almost poked your eye.
Nah.
Got Easter Sunday coming up. Good Friday, bro.
420.
Yeah,
420.
It's going Easter. So.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Let's get some Mario's for 420. Let's do it.
Hey, just hit me back.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be nice.
Wonderful.
It's going to be nice.
Wonderful.
It's going to be nice. It's going to be nice. Yeah.
Yeah. I like that ice. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm about to get ready to go to
season
job.
2, episode 5.
Yep.
We got it in the books.
Cinco.
Pearl been talking about this job
I'm
going on.
I'm trying to convince myself to do it still.
You
I'm going
right.
to do
it. Sound like it was on the fence.
You got a new lens. You got to pay for that bitch. You better do it.
Yeah, that's why I'm going. That's why I'm going. Gonna get that bitch paid for.
Studio 54.
You need a fan over there, Muggy?
Oh, yeah. I'm
sweating the whole fucking up.
Just don't put your fucking boots on the ground. As long as you just don't put your boots on the ground with the fan, bro.
Boots on the ground.
Trump would do it if he had a chance. You know what I'm saying? But we out.